to SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is distancing himself from Florida's move to get rid of school vaccine mandates.
Asked about the anti-vaccine effort in his home state of Florida, the president expressed caution. He pointed to polio and COVID vaccines as amazing. Speaking in the Oval Office, the president said you have to be careful when you say people don't need to be vaccinated, adding that some vaccines just work and people should take them. Last month, the president's health secretary, RFK Jr., announced limited access to COVID vaccines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal lawsuit has been filed against controversial Prop 50 in California.
We got to fight this absolutely outrageous election rigging scheme from Gavin Newsom.
That's Republican candidate for California Governor Steve Hilton. He's filed a federal lawsuit against Prop 50.
You know that we already have gerrymandered maps in California. I've been talking about that a lot.
Hilton's federal lawsuit argues it violates several laws, including voter equal protection.
The districts should be roughly equal in population size so that votes have roughly equal weight. Right now in California, a Democrat vote has three times the weight of a Republican vote.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
Chrysler parent company Stellantis is recalling over 91,000 Jeep Grand Cherokee hybrids in the U.S. due to a software malfunction. The NHTSA noted that some of these Cherokee plug-in hybrid electric vehicles from 22 to 26 may have an overloading of the battery pack control module microprocessor, causing it to reset, which can possibly result in the loss of drive power. President Trump is again vowing to clean up Chicago. Trump said he was considering sending troops to New Orleans to help fight crime. This is SRN News. Americans are coming up with their own concepts of justice.
A new poll from ORIC finds that 65% of potential jurors in this country, quote, are willing to take matters into their own hands when the law does not support their idea of justice. Other polls indicate that a high percentage of U.S. adults have a dim view of the justice system, and some counties are alarmed by the number of people who ignore jury summons. There are numerous passages in the Bible that command people to deliver righteous judgment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is set to speak at the Museum of the Bible in D.C. tomorrow. His appearance coincides with a public meeting held by the Department of Justice's Religious Liberty Commission to gather information and testimony on issues related to religious freedom in America. Trump created the commission earlier this year through an executive order as part of his new White House faith office. This is SRN News. Who's to blame for the Labor Department's lower-than-expected jobs report?
U.S. employers added just 22,000 jobs last month. Democrats blame Trump policies for damaging the economy. The president targeted the Fed for not lowering its benchmark interest rate. Speaking with SRN News, economist Richard Stern says the Trump tariffs are dampening.
With the lack of confidence that businesses have in making investment decisions.
But he also said residual Biden administration policies are just as much to blame.
The Biden administration continue to expand regulations in every sector of the economy, making it hard for businesses that already exist to continue functioning and being in business, employing people.
Richard Stern with the Heritage Foundation, George Williams, Washington.
Former New York Mets manager Davey Johnson has passed away at 82. His wife told the Mets' longtime public relations representative that he died Friday in a hospital in Sarasota, Florida, following a long illness. More details at SRNnews.com.